have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, gang, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. We made it through another weekend. Mike, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. I'm actually feeling better. I had to go Christmas present shopping yesterday morning, but other than that, it was a good weekend.
Oh, well, yeah, where'd you go?
Well, I did get to go to Cabela's, so that was cool. But yeah, then we had to go across the street to the Tanger Outlet Mall there in Gonzales, and that was boring. There's literally no stores in there for guys. So,
we had a pretty good weekend too. Saturday went and had lunch, and then we went and saw the new Ghostbusters movie, which was really, really good. We both really enjoyed it, and it was nice to go to New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood for the first time since the storm, although we had to go to the one in Elmwood because the other ones are closed. But nonetheless, we made it. And I would definitely recommend the new Ghostbusters. I read reviews about it after the fact because, like I said, both of us really enjoyed it. But you know, it's crazy how many, you know, reading critics' reviews and things like that, and I'm like, I'm not getting what you're getting. Like, I don't, you know, at the same time, I don't know what they expect, because the whole thing was like, well, it's all nostalgia and blah 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 blah. But what did you think it was going to be?
Yeah, really.
You know, that's part of the charm of it, is that, you know, it's the nostalgia of, you know, seeing Ecto-1, and I don't want to ruin the rest of it. But, you know, I think that there's enough cameos in it that everybody's fully represented. And, you know, I just thought it was a good story. We had on Kevin Carr last week, who's doing a new movie review show on WGSO on Sunday nights. You know, what he had said about it was, and it was a really good point, was like the 2016 Ghostbusters, they had four actors, you know, Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig and Leslie Jones, and I forgot what the other lady's name is, but they had those actors, and then they formed a movie around it. Whereas this is a movie, and they hired the actors to fill those parts. And I think that's what makes it work. But needless to say, it's really good.
Honestly, I usually don't particularly care for the reviews from professional movie reviewers, because they're looking at it a lot of times. I don't know about with a movie like this, but a lot of times they're looking at it from the point of view of making, you know, the kinds of movies that they were taught to make in film school. And I generally look at the, like, the Rotten Tomatoes score and things like that, because that's more of, you know, just average people who are watching it just for entertainment. And so that is going to be more, you know, in line with what you and I and everybody else are looking for in a movie. You know, we're not looking at it from the point of view of Siskel and Ebert here. You know, we just want to have fun and enjoy the movie.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. It's just a fun movie. And it's got some heart, and you know, I thought it was good. You know, I'll put it this way: it's something I would definitely watch again. It made me want to go buy the other two on Blu-ray, and then have this one whenever it comes out on Blu-ray. I'll put it that way. So yeah, you won't be disappointed, I don't think, you know. And I also looked at it, I was looking at it too, like, well, you know, chances are probably good that the person writing this review, or at least a few of them that I read, were probably younger than us and probably didn't experience Ghostbusters in the 80s, and they don't really get the nostalgia of it, you know, of it. They understand it, but they don't they understand that, you know, what happened, but they didn't live it, and they don't know what it was like. So, you know, like, to me personally, the way that I looked at it, and I thought about it as I was coming out of the theater, it's part of it is, I think that and I think it's fair to say this, the reason why we enjoy it is because it's one of the few times that it makes us feel like a kid again.
Yeah. Man, that's the reason that I like Cobra Kai. It's got cameos from all of the people that were in the original Karate Kid movies. And it's just, it makes it fun. Like you said, it's the one time that you get to feel like a kid again.
Yeah. And new season of Cobra Kai coming in the next week or so, I believe.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly when, but it's, I want to say maybe December 22nd or something like that.
Yeah. I just saw the previews for it the other day. So I know it's coming soon. And another one. Like, it has its moments where it's, you know, it can be cheesy, but that's what that stuff was back then. And I really enjoy Cobra Kai too. I think it's fun. And the soundtrack's amazing. I'm surprised you don't have that on your on your phone, on your playlist.
I am too, actually.
Well, and other than that, it was a good weekend. Saints won. Yeah, finally. But I guess we could get more into it. We could take a break, and then we can come back and talk a little bit more about it.
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to the Something to Say Radio Show, and we'll be right back after this.
There's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And though the balance we struck was delicate, there was a sense of right and wrong. We tried to stem this flow with a tourniquet, but now the patience dead and gone. When we owe more than we're worth, and they're changing the locks on the doors. We raised glasses.
We're back with more of the Something to Say Radio Show. We were talking about everything other than what we're supposed to talk about in the first segment, talking about Ghostbusters and Cobra Kai. But as we said right before we took a break, that the Saints did win yesterday, and a much needed victory, I have to say. And it was better than what we thought it was going to be. I'll say that.
Especially with the way the game started.
Yeah, it didn't start well. After the first quarter, the Saints were only up 3-0. I thought, oh boy, here we go.
We were shopping during the first quarter, and so I was walking around with my phone. I have YouTube TV on there. So when we got in the car, I just had to listen to it on the radio on the way back. And I don't remember who it was, but one of the commentators said, "This game is ugly." And I was like, "Yeah, that's a pretty good way to describe it."
Yeah. Yeah, the Saints ended up winning the game 30-9. But yeah, it wasn't pretty in the first half. The Saints led at halftime 10-6. And really they scored the majority of the points in the fourth quarter. Really the game was in hand. It was 23-9 and I don't know what happened, but they just, you know, Taysom Hill took off running and nobody seemed to be able to tackle him, which is probably a lot of the Jets' problem all year long. And I think that he didn't really know if he should go score or just get down or, you know, and run the clock out. But needless to say, he ran it in for a touchdown. So he ended up with 73 yards rushing. So not too bad. Two touchdowns on the ground. No, threw for 175 yards. No touchdowns, but more importantly, no interceptions.
Yes. And one thing I forgot to mention in our group text earlier today is I was playing Skyler this week in fantasy, and yes, he had Patrick Mahomes starting. Patrick Mahomes got him 24 points. He had Taysom Hill on the bench, and Taysom Hill got him 26. So, yeah. Skyler, I really hope you're listening right now.
So. I've been giving him a lot of trouble because him and I are going back and forth for first place. So thanks to you, my friend, I am back in first place and with only 1 week left before the playoffs. So,
all right.
So,
I may move up to number 8. So that would put me in the consolation playoff, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You'll be there. So maybe you could be the consolation champion.
There you go. I'm number 2. I'm number 2.
But, you know, overall, it was okay. I'll put it this way. This was the first game that I really didn't let myself get too excited about anything.
Yes, exactly.
I just watched the game and had some snacks, and that was about it. Had a couple of beers, and now I didn't do what we normally do for a Saints game. I'll put it that way. And you know, pleasantly surprised though, I guess. A win is a win. That's the only way you could look at it. And boy, I'll tell you one thing though: watching the Jets play, they have got a ton of problems.
Yes, they do.
And truthfully, I think that where they should start is not with their players. I think they need to start with their scouting. Yeah. That's where I would start with that franchise, and then work your way from there. Because, I mean, you had a running back that really on crucial third downs consistently dropped the ball, and really not much going on. You know, Zach Wilson, he was all right when he got out of the pocket, but man, I mean, you could understand some of the missed throws from Taysom because of having a splint on his middle finger. But I would say that there was just as many miscues from Zach Wilson without a splint on his finger than what there was from Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I agree. Hill looked better than I was expecting, considering he has a splint on his finger. And I don't remember what the issue is, but it's the same thing that Russell Wilson went through that made him have to sit out for 5 weeks. And yeah, Taysom's playing through it.
It's called mallet finger.
Okay, there you go.
But I don't think that it was as severe as what Russell Wilson had. So, and I think he had it on a different finger too. It might have even been his thumb. So that might be the difference in the situation. But you know, the nice thing is that, you know, when things go wrong and when the wide receivers can't get open, at least Taysom can scramble and get you a first down. You know, that's the silver lining, I think, to it. Receiving wise, it was pretty much on par with everything else. Every other game you had, actually Nick Vinette, the tight end, led with 3 receptions for 44 yards. Marquez Callaway had 2 receptions for 34. Traquan Smith had 3 for 33. Alvin Kamara had 4 for 25. So, you know, I don't know. That's one of the things I'm assuming we're going to have a pretty decent draft pick in this out of this season. And you got to get a wide receiver at number 1. That just has to be. I know they normally go with the philosophy of take the best player available, but I don't know if that's the way you got to go this year.
Yeah, I think you take the best wide receiver available.
I think you're right. I think that's a really, really, really good idea. And you know, I don't look for Michael Thomas to be going anywhere, regardless of what's being said. He's still got to prove he can stay healthy, and I just don't see anybody wanting to give up the King's ransom that it would take for the Saints to let him go. So, you know, it would be nice to get somebody, you know, get another good young wide receiver to go along with Thomas next year. And who knows, you know, I mean, I'll put it this way. If we don't have Russell Wilson, we better have a really good wide receiver drafted in that first round.
I completely agree.
Because I think if they do go that route and they do trade for Russell Wilson, I believe that he can make this group a lot better just from the type of player that he is and the type of quarterback that he is. So,
Look at Seattle while he was gone compared to when he's there.
Right. So, it'll get interesting this weekend because we have to play Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, and they came off of a which kind of surprised me because I ended up switching it off to watch the Blues hockey game. But they had it in hand whenever I was watching, and next thing I know, it went into overtime with the Bills. Cool. We'll talk more about it coming up after a while. But it's gonna be a test, and hopefully we can get healthy. I believe we'll have Cam Jordan and Mark Ingram back, and we just got to play the defense that we played the first time, and not turn the ball over, and just see where you're at. You know, I think with Taysom. With them wanting, like, as much as they blitz, that could be a problem for them. They're not going to be able to do that, I don't think, all the time, because then they're complete. If they blitz and they miss, they're completely out of position to try to stop him from running. And it'll be 20, 30 yard pickups every time. So,
well, if they want to do that, I'll be happy to let them. I mean, that sounds like a good
absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk about more what's going on in the NFL, some Zion Williamson news. And then since I'm not going to be around on Thursday, I figured, what the heck, let's do some Florida Man stories. So, all right. We'll get some news. We'll be back right after this.
Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Never really wanted to be number one. Just wanted to love everyone. Is a more to this than that? Is a more to this than that?
Gang, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show, and we talked about the Saints and other big news, sports news in New Orleans this weekend was not well. I think we're all used to getting some bad news when it comes to sports right now in this city, but Zion is not going to be ready for probably a couple more months. He had a setback. I feel like I've heard that before in the last few months. Had a setback in his rehab, and won't be able to go for an undisclosed amount of time. The other interesting news is that there was an article that came out today, just a few hours ago, that this was from Fadeaway World, More Than Sports. Pelicans reporter says Zion Williamson has been skipping rehab workouts, falling asleep in film sessions, and the franchise is too afraid to upset him. you can never let it get to that point where number one, if you're an elite player, you're not doing those things to begin with. But you can't let – I mean, this is supposed to be your guy, the face of the franchise. He sets the tone for everybody else. And if these are the things that he's doing, it won't take long for the rest to follow suit.
Yeah, exactly. This feels like Jamarcus Russell all over again.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. And I don't know what the right thing to do is. You know, part of it too, he's gotten a lot of grief over the last week with pictures that have came out online of him and not looking like he's in shape. And he doesn't. I mean, just, you know, from the naked eye test. But I get the fact that, you know, if he has a foot injury, it's hard to do cardio with a foot injury.
Yeah.
I totally get that. But at the same time, it seems like with this being an NBA franchise that, and him being the person that's got a few nickels to rub together, that he will probably have a better dietitian than what he has. And even though you can't do cardio and you know, to keep your, you know, that help keep your weight down, well, you know, where's his diet at in all of this? That's my first question.
Yeah, and that's honestly, that's the key. The two main things to losing weight and keeping weight off is building more muscle, because muscle burns. The more muscle you have, the more calories you burn just by being alive, just being awake and breathing. And then your diet. That's the short term is diet. Long term is adding muscle. Well, he hasn't been able to add muscle, so he should have been extra strict with his diet.
Absolutely. And I just, I don't know. I hate to say it, but it does seem like that he's doing everything that he possibly can to get himself out of town.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way. And I hate to admit to that, but I don't see why. If you're so good at basketball and you love basketball so much that you made it all the way to the NBA, why wouldn't you be trying harder than that? And like you said, it feels like that's the reason he's doing this, is so that way he gets traded to, I guess, the Lakers.
Right. Yeah. You know, but here's the thing. And you're probably not going to find another trade partner with the Lakers, because they're having issues with Anthony Davis. And since, you know, he played well the first year that he was there, and then after that, he kind of just, meh, whatever. And that's the thing, and that's something we've talked about before, is that, you know, I go with that old that phrase of, when people show you who they are, you should believe them. And whenever this kind of stuff happens, why in the world would another team believe that, oh, he won't do that to us?
No,
he will. Promise, he will. Because if he did it once, he's going to do it again, because he's the type of player that are not, it's not the type of player, it's type of person.
Yeah.
And they're going to do whatever they want to do and what's most self-serving. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we would get the boatload that we got for Anthony Davis. Not at this point. And not with him not being able to stay healthy.
Yeah. At least Davis showed that he could do the job. He just didn't want to do it. And so, yeah, with that, yeah, just go to another team and there you are. It's like if you have a job that you don't particularly like, you're not going to do very good. But then whenever you go to a job that you do like, you do a lot better. Same thing. This is their job. So,
yeah, it's just unfortunate. And I don't know. It just doesn't look good. I'll put it that way. At first, I didn't want to believe that. But it's kind of. It's there, and you can't really deny it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about the rest of the NFL week 14. Boy, oh boy, there was some doozy games. You had the Chiefs yesterday. I would never have thought. Well, number one, the Raiders had it coming after what they did before the game started. I don't know if you saw what they did against the Chiefs. They decided to have their, you know, their little pregame huddle hype deal on the 50-yard line on their logo.
Then
turn around and the very first play, fumble that leads to a touchdown. Very first play. And they didn't take their foot off the gas pedal the whole time. The Chiefs ended up winning 48-9. And, I don't have a dog in the fight, but I can tell you that, had that been me on the Chiefs, I would have or coaching the Chiefs. I would. That's the game I'd ran it up. I'd ran it up more than that. That's just so ultimate disrespect, and you just don't do it. Then you had the Cowboys, who guaranteed victory over Washington, and they did come through, but got a lot closer at the end than what it was at the beginning, because they were up 24-0 at halftime, and they ended up winning 27-20. So, and actually that game worked out for us, worked out for Saints fans, because now we're tied with Washington for the last playoff spot. So we do have the tiebreaker over them. So that's nice. The Falcons though, they would actually get it before us as of right now, I believe, because they beat us and they have the same record as us, which also pains me to say.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes.
They did knock off the Panthers yesterday, 29-21. Seattle beat the Texans, which everybody pretty much expected, 33-13. Broncos took care of the Lions, 38-10. Chargers knocked off the Giants, 37-21. Bengals and 49ers ended up going to overtime, and 49ers won 26-23. And then the game that we were talking about, the Bucks and the Bills, the Buccaneers were up 24-3 at halftime and ended up going to overtime, and they won 33-27, which I did see the final play of the game. And my goodness, if you've ever seen busted coverage, it was that play. just a little slant to a guy I didn't even know was a wide receiver on the Buccaneers, and nobody was there to guard him, and he was gone.
Yeah, that game, I did watch the entirety of that game, and it was – kind of boring at first. I mean, you know, if you're a Bucs fan, it's not, but since I'm not. But, yeah, the Bills were all over the place in the fourth quarter. They, what, they scored 17 points, I want to say, in the fourth quarter. That was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it was nice that, like I said, that Josh Allen got going, because I certainly needed it. But, you know, here you got to think, man, they're 7-6 now.
Yeah.
And I still think they're still one of the teams to beat in the AFC, but I mean, their record's not that much better than the Saints.
Yeah.
So,
I think they've just had a few bad breaks throughout the season. They're still basically the team that they were last year. They've had a few things that just didn't go their way this year.
Well, yeah, and then that game last week against the Patriots and just awful conditions, and I would think that the number one concern that they need to address after the season's over with is they need to find a running back. I mean, it has to be that way. So, because that's the reason why they couldn't do anything against the Patriots. They don't have a running game. Josh Allen is the running game, and had they been able to run the ball, I think that game goes a lot differently. But you know, they just don't have it. Speaking of running backs, I don't know if you saw, but the Dolphins have all three of their running backs on COVID-19 list.
Oh, what'd they do?
apparently they had a party or something, but Philip Lindsay, he just tested positive today after Miles Gaskin and Salvin Ahmed tested positive. So chances are probably good they're not going to be able to play next week.
Whew. They got somebody they can elevate from the practice squad or what?
I don't think so. I guess they're going to have to. They'll have to do something. And the Rams are having some COVID problems too for tonight's game. They lost Jalen Ramsey, Daryl Henderson, and Tyler Higbee, which is also on my other fantasy team, so I need to take him out.
I think we're talking about this.
Yeah, looks like that's not good for them. Especially, it's a big game for them tonight against the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh yeah.
I expected the Cardinals to win this game to begin with, but no, I think that they probably have this one taken care of.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's going to be a much harder game now.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll wrap things up with some Florida Man, and then we'll get on down the road. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, you're listening to Something to Say Radio Show, and we'll be back after this. Radio Show on WGSO 990 AM. And since I'm not going to be here for the rest of the week, I'll be back next Monday. I'm going to St. Louis to have Christmas a little bit early. So don't worry, you'll be in good hands. Tony will be in to help fly the ship, and Mike, you'll be in on Wednesday and Friday as per usual to give him a helping hand. So I don't know what he's going to talk about. He is going to do. You guys will be doing Whiskey Tango Foxtrot on Friday. But other than that, I just told him to don't burn the house down. That's the only thing I said. So he can do whatever he wants. So I decided we should do a little Florida Man today, since I don't know if he's going to do that on Thursday. So without any further ado, let's make our trip to Florida. All right. So the first article I have, this is actually Florida Woman. And the headline, this comes from the Orlando, I think the Orlando.com or Orlando's News 6. There you go. All right. So the headline is Bikini Clad Florida Woman Claims Cops Were Called by Someone That Was, quote, jealous that her body looked so good. Suspect was accused of disorderly intoxication. Oh, come on.
That's not true.
Right. A Florida woman was arrested on a disorderly intoxication charge, claims that the only reason the cops were called while she was at a hotel pool was that the manager saw her in a bikini and was, quote, jealous that her body looked so good. And that's according to the Ocala. Is that how you pronounce it? Ocala, O-C-A-L-A?
Yeah, I've always said it Ocala. I've never heard it there.
Okay, well, the Ocala Police Department. Records show the manager at the Country Inn and Suites spotted 42-year-old Melody Carr in her two-piece bathing suit at the hotel's pool. This was back on May 3rd, and since she didn't recall her ever checking into the hotel, she asked her for her room number. Police said Carr became irate, refused to provide her room number, and stormed off. The manager said she wanted Carr trespassed, but when the officers arrived, Carr was walking with a brown dog at the La Quinta Inn and Suites, which is located nearby. She became verbally aggressive, said the officer needed to leave her alone and claimed that she wasn't doing anything wrong, but the manager at the hotel called the cops on her because she was, quote, jealous that her body looked so good. According to the affidavit, Carr claimed her boyfriend rented a room at the Country Inn and Suites, but they got into a fight, and so she left, and she was only at the hotel because her car wasn't working. Records show officers told Carr she needed to move her car from the hotel because she was going to be trespassed and it would be towed. The officer watched his car jump a fence to get her white convertible Mustang and burn the tires as she pulled into a parking spot that was directly in front of the one she was in, but located on the property of a gas station, according to a report. Police said the vehicle was stopped by the parking bumper because Carr couldn't brake fast enough. Carr then went to the gas station to talk to the manager about keeping her car there until she could get it fixed. But when he told her she wasn't allowed, she got angry and left. The officer went to confront Carr after she got back into her vehicle and noticed a breath smell of alcohol and when she turned to yell, so she was placed in handcuffs. Police said Carr admitted having one drink at 9 a.m. at the Country Inn and Suites, but couldn't explain why she smelled of alcohol and why she was visibly intoxicated. So she was arrested for disorderly intoxication.
You don't have one drink at 9 a.m.
No, yeah, that's a conscious decision that you are making. Exactly. And if you're going to start that early, you're starting that early.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how about this guy? This is, let's see, where does this come from? Gainesville. Okay. Well, this is Skyler's neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Florida man used flamethrower to settle a parking dispute, police say. Andre Abrams, 57, of Gainesville, faces three counts of felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A Florida man, angry over his neighbor's parking habits, sprayed fire from a commercial flamethrower toward a car with three teenagers inside, police say, but no one was hurt, thank goodness. Andre Abrams, 57, of Gainesville, is facing three counts of felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intending to kill, according to court records. He posted a $15,000 bond last week and is awaiting decision whether prosecutors will formally file criminal charges. The mother of one of the teens, Ashley Ganey, said Abrams frequently sprayed the flamethrower to scare off guests at her home. Ganey's daughter, Natalia Baker, 16 years old, fled the car with her friends as Abrams continued to spray flames toward them. When he shoots it, it lights the whole road up, Ganey said. It's like daylight outside. He'll do it in the middle of the night. In his arrest report, police identified the weapon in the November 30th incident as an XM-42 light flamethrower, which shoots flames up to 20 feet and sells for about $900 online.
I need $900.
Right? You probably wondered if you can own a flamethrower, and guess what? You can, the company says in a promotional video. No permits or license are needed. It said the devices are legal to buy and own in every state except for Maryland and California. And the company, which also sells T-shirts identifying the wearer as a little terrorist, oh boy, requires buyers to accept a liability waiver and affirm they were never convicted of a felony. Well, honest Abe there. I promise I haven't had a felony. Can I have my flamethrower now? And you also can't be convicted of domestic abuse or arson. Abrams, though, was twice convicted of a misdemeanor domestic battery after arrests in 2002 and 2004. And it's not clear whether police had seized the flamethrower. Abrams said in a brief phone interview that he could not discuss the case with any consulting without consulting an attorney. Let's see. There is in the United States, there are no laws regulating the sale of flamethrowers, which are not considered firearms, which is absolutely crazy.
Yes. Crazy. That's as terrifying as the fact that for $2,500, you can go out and buy a tiger.
Yeah. And let's see. Abrams, this family, how could I say this? The worst thing that could ever happen to a neighborhood. Abrams said they've had issues with other residents and it needs to be brought to light. The driver of the parked car told him, "You better not burn up my car," according to police. So there you go. Flamethrowers and all.
I always like Florida man stories that involve flamethrowers. It makes the day more fun.
Right. Well, I think there's only one thing to do after that, and that's end the show. So with that all being said, we're going to get out of here. Tony will be taking the reins for the rest of the week. Mike, he'll be joining Tony on Wednesday and Friday. So you guys enjoy the week and play nice. And like I said, don't burn the house down with a flamethrower that you can legally buy. So until then, I will see you next week, and I won't see you, but we'll talk next week. And until tomorrow, we'll just take it away.